Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to a special edition of the Princess Podcast.
Minnesota.
It's a minute episode, and I'm just watching. I'm watching Peyton Manning get warmed up. Oh my God, does he not look like Frankenstein? But Jesus, and he's playing like it too. But you know what? Here we are. We're at Bubba's 33 once again. My main man Steve, right next to me.
What's up?
We got
that other
Snowstorm Productions.
That's right.
Snow, Brandon Simpson hanging out, and of course your host, Chip Prince. You know what, guys? Hey, we're trying something different tonight. We're doing a Sunday night broadcast, talking about what's happened during the day, talking about all kinds of crazy shit that's happened. Just about today.
Today's been about injuries.
It has been, unfortunately. It has been.
And a shit ton of touchdowns.
And a lot of touchdowns.
Speaking
and a
of
lot
injuries,
of touchdowns.
I think we should just go ahead and just kick off with Matt Forte. Is that going to be something serious to you? If he's hurt,
it's clearly
I didn't get a chance to watch the game. So,
He got hurt and didn't come back. I haven't seen what actually happened. I don't know how long he's out for. Ultimately, the end result was the Bears lost the fucking game. So, fuck.
Oh, hey, remember that?
You know?
Remember that?
He's talking about it already. We're not talking about that until the next episode. But yeah, no, I mean, honestly, tonight's just literally just about
the Bengals.
Yeah.
They're still undefeated.
And they shouldn't be. We're watching highlights right now. This
is
a live podcast,
today.
Right?
They beat the Bumblebees.
We're sitting here watching highlights. And I'll tell you what, man. When it comes to this game, Steelers gave that one away.
They came out strong, dude.
They did. They gave it away.
Coming out in the first drive, score a touchdown. It's just like, oh, shit, they're back.
And maybe someone's going to say, you know what? Bengals won that game, but I feel like the Steelers won it.
What?
Le'Veon.
Bengals played hard.
Le'Veon may have gotten
lost their main dude.
Hurt again.
Hey, those guys that have D'Angelo Williams on their fantasy squad.
It was great.
Congratulations.
Probably should not have gotten rid of him now.
Oh.
Yeah, I figured Le'Veon was never
going to probably shouldn't have also done
is
bench
Odell Beckham.
Yeah.
Because Odell went off.
Yeah.
What about those guys that had Drew Brees on the bench?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But I had Eli Manning as my starting quarterback.
Yeah,
so.
You want 6 touchdowns or 7 touchdowns? That's what Steve was dealing with. But, yeah, no. Steve, you're absolutely right, man. You know, as we do this
53 or 66
differently,
points.
Talking about, you know, the game that we just saw fresh. All right, we're not getting any controversy of the picks or anything else. We're literally, what we want to do is just talk about
just kicking it,
hanging out, and talk about what we saw today. And what I saw was the Bears giving up another game that they should have won.
But I'm proud of them.
I mean, there was another game that they should have won. You know, the Bears very easily at this point could be, what were they, 2-5, I think, right? Very easily add 4. I mean, it should be 4, at least 4 wins in there.
I'm not going to agree with anything you just said, but
I'll give you 3. They should have beat the fucking Lions.
They should have beat the Lions, and that's
it. And they should have beat the Vikings today.
Nah.
That was not a game that they should have lost. Not a game.
What about?
Once again, the Bears play good for 3.5 quarters. And give it away in the last half.
I would like to play for good for 3.5 quarters. I don't know about you, but I mean, I'm tired of the Colts playing for the first quarter.
Wow, that's a whole different thing. We haven't seen how bad they're going to
get. The best 2-quarter
team. We're going to get their ass beat tomorrow.
We haven't seen how bad that's going to go, right? A couple things, though. I was just talking about what we saw today, right? So we already touched on the Bengals. 7-0. Legit.
Yeah.
I mean, they got to be at this point.
Yeah.
7-0. You beat the only team in your division that you really are questioning as possibly.
I mean, they still can, dude. They're the Pittsburgh Steelers, dude. The
7-0, though, that's a
the
big gap.
The Bumblebee uniform is a little stretch for them, but they need, they'll get it together. Ben's back, dude. Antonio's back. They still got D'Angelo Williams. It's not over for them.
I agree. I think the Steelers may still back in somehow, but
should have kept
Bengals.
Him.
Here we go, right?
Yeah.
Bengals. Here we go.
Oh, now you're on bandwagon.
No.
Are you jumping on?
No. Oh hell,
I'm already jumped on, so it's fine.
I'm not jumping on a bandwagon as far as going any further than, hey, look, Bengals, you're gonna make the playoffs.
All right,
hey,
so,
Bengals, until you win in the playoffs, No.
So next week.
I'm not in it.
So next week when the Bengals are still undefeated.
No.
Does the train stop at Jim's apartment?
It does.
Are you going to jump on?
No. I'm not jumping on that bandwagon because I still think there's plenty of miscues that they have. I mean, if you watch the game today, Roethlisberger been out as long as he's been out.
Le'Veon
got hurt.
Yeah,
they were literally one drive away.
His knee injury looked like his knee went the other way.
Yeah,
it did, and the Steelers are literally one drive away. They had it. They had a chance. They're down 16-10, one drive away from winning that football game. If you're an undefeated superpower that everyone wants to claim the Bengals are, you put that fucking team away.
Well, I'm not claiming that they're.
I'm not saying you are, but you put that team away, and they didn't. So for me, I'm not 100% all in. I still think the Steelers have a future, like you said, in this division. As we keep talking about this division, though, I do want to bring up the Baltimore Ravens.
Okay.
Speaking of Steve Smith?
Done.
Yeah, Steve Smith.
That sucks, too.
It does.
Because he was trying to
do... Kind of partial
he was trying to pull a Derek Jeter. Right? He literally was like, hey, this is my last season. It's my farewell tour. Well, I'm sorry, dude. Your farewell tour got cut.
Yeah.
8 weeks short. Because I don't know how you come back from that.
Nah.
But
you're done with Achilles.
But my Baltimore Ravens pull out a win.
You know who else pulled
Eight
out a win?
8 weeks later, he got there.
You know who else pulled out a win? The Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oh, and now we're Atlanta. Switching it all up. Yeah.
That's fucking huge. No, like, we picked Atlanta to win. I mean, you bet
we
on.
Did.
You bet on.
I did bet on the Bucs. I did pick the Falcons. You know what's crazy is, and we're going to talk about this on Wednesday, so we're not going to get a ton into this right now about our picks or whatever, but I don't think the Falcons are as good as we thought the Falcons were.
They're not who we thought
they
were.
They're playing division
they
barely, team, dude. They're playing division team.
But Steve, you go back to last week, they barely beat the Texans. Barely beat the Texans. That's a problem.
We'll see.
Right?
We'll see what happens.
And they lost to the Bucs today. I think in that division, as we switch divisions, obviously, right? So now we're talking about the NFC South. Carolina.
They'll end up 7-0 tomorrow. It's fine. I know.
I mean, Carolina's going to roll, right? But in that thing, because Carolina played today, and we're not jumping the gun, right? Let's talk a little about the Saints.
Yeah, so 49-49, and then all of a sudden they win the game. It's like, wow.
52-49. That's a college score, Steve.
That's a fucking basketball score.
that is a lot of fucking points.
Yeah.
Right? Drew Brees.
Six touchdowns and seven touchdowns. Get the fuck out of here.
Passing touchdowns, 7-6. That was probably the most fun game to watch today. Because it was a shootout. The NFL doesn't have shootouts.
Yep.
The NFL does not have shootouts.
You're absolutely right. You know what's almost as fun? Rewatching that Miami replay over and over again.
Back to college, right? I mean, fuck. Dude, watching Oklahoma State play yesterday at Texas Tech, 70-53. Yeah. That's not our thing. And the NFL prides themselves on defense, whatever, but there was no defense being played in this New Orleans Giants game. And I took New Orleans. I don't know. I can't remember what you took, but
I was probably on the Giants because I had Eli, but I also had Drew Brees on the bench. So.
Right. So, good fucking game. I think the Saints are coming back. I don't know if it's good enough for them to make the playoffs yet. I don't, and I still think now.
I think Tampa's making a strong case for the NFC South for up here soon.
Eventually,
I think they can.
What today told me in the NFC South was Carolina's real. The Falcons are not. The Saints are on their way. That's what it told me today. And I will not be surprised if it ends up being Carolina 1, Saints 2, Falcons 3, Bucks 4, but Bucks close to a 3.
You can't hold their big win of the year as the Colts. Not a big win.
You're talking about records, though, Steve. Right?
I get records, but you got to beat your own division to make the playoffs. You can't say, you know,
you're right.
The Colts.
I don't think a wild card's coming out of the NFC South. Don't get me wrong. I don't think there's an NFC South wild card. What I do think, though, is it's not as clear cut as we originally thought. We thought Atlanta was going to win that division. I don't think Carolina's letting go.
I think they'll figure it out, dude. They've got a lot of talent there, dude.
They do.
Dante Freeman.
They do. They do.
Their defense is still good. They've got to figure out what's going on.
I feel like as we're watching highlights of that same game, the Tampa Bay Falcons game, I mean, Tampa Bay going into Atlanta to pull that out.
They came in punching them out.
In overtime, Jameis famous. I don't know, man. At one point, I was on the Falcons. I'm off the
balcony. I'm off it. Devontae Freeman is my fantasy beast.
Of course he is.
The seventh round that I drafted him in.
What did he do today?
I don't know. He got me 20 points.
Yeah, he had a couple touchdowns.
88 yards and and no touchdown, but 88 yards. So.
Right, so you're still in the game.
And it's a PPR league that we're both in. And two leagues that we're both in.
In a loss.
I mean, he gets a shit ton of yards on catches. So.
But the Falcons had a ton of turnovers. What do the Falcons do from here, Steve? What do they do? How do they regroup? I mean, Julio gets 150 yards or something crazy.
Yeah.
Right? And if Snow was paying attention to what we were doing, he's clearly not. But if he was paying attention, I would ask him to look it up.
Keep doing the same thing. You're putting up enough points on the board. You just didn't put up enough points.
But dude, he got a saw highlight where he literally got a ball. He caught it, and a ball got literally stripped away from him before he even sat on the ground. Julio, what are you doing, man? Matt Ryan, bad decisions. They make me nervous. That's all I'm saying. They make their
worst decision to be made than throwing to Julio Jones.
I'm not saying don't throw to Julio. I'm just saying that your two best players made some questionable decisions and lost to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers today.
By 3 points.
At home.
By 3 points.
At home.
By 3 points. it was a good game. Like they put enough points to win the game. Their defense got trouble.
They did. It looks like NBC is still doing the highlights of the game that we've already talked about. So, Steve, I want to talk to you about the Rams for a second. For a switch, complete gears, right? So we're going to go to
the Rams a legit NFC wild card spot?
I don't know. I'm asking you. What do you think?
That's why I cut into you. I know what you're going to ask me. I know.
So you got the Cowboys losing today to Seattle.
Yeah.
Right? You got the Cardinals winning. The Cardinals, by the way, look like shit for a good half.
Larry's got a little injury to his ankle now.
We think so. And
sprain, who knows?
Oh, my God. I was sweating that. I mean, it was – so Cardinals get the ball, open the game up, I'm sorry. Go down, look amazing, right? 7-0, and all of a sudden, the Browns come back and they're up 20-7. And all of a sudden, I'm like, okay, Jesus Christ, what's happening here? The Cardinals are like struggling against the Cleveland Browns. Again, it was in Cleveland, but shit, right? Long story short, they end up covering and doing everything that they should do, as they should, right? So I don't think there's a question about who the best team in the NFC West is. It's still the Cardinals, right?
But we know who the second best team is.
Say, do we?
Or the LA Rams.
We think now it's the LA Rams, right? Or the San Diego Rams?
Seattle just won tonight, so.
Seattle did win. They won, right? So I don't know what the record is. Were they 4-4 now? Or
3-3.
Three and four. So they're 3-4. St. Louis is second place now. And they looked good. Again.
their defense.
So are you telling...
Look at their defense and what they did against Green Bay.
Yeah.
Their defense is fucking stacked, dude.
It is.
They're really good.
It is. So are you going as far as saying St. Louis is making the playoffs?
They can.
I'm not saying they will.
They can. They can. Those green and blue bastards in Seattle, though... I'm not going to count them out, ever.
We don't actually know.
They can figure it out. Pete Carroll's a great coach. You know, fucking Batman and Sierra will figure it out. So, as in Russell Wilson and his new commercial.
What I would love to see is... I would love the Cardinals to win the division.
I'm not saying like anything but the Cardinals.
I have a very... heartfelt hope, I guess, for better word, that the Rams show up and continue to show up. Jeff Fisher, former Bears.
Jeff Fisher's a great coach.
Great coach.
When he was coaching in Tennessee.
He built that shit up.
We have mad respect for him. Right? I was hoping he was going
to
be the Colts.
A couple weeks, I'm actually going to the Bears Saints or Bears Rams game in a couple weeks.
Oh, right on.
Looking forward to it, right? Because Jeff Fisher doing his thing, I want them to do so well because I respect what they're doing
against Chicago,
and they're doing well, and they're doing well. They're probably end up in LA, unfortunately, you know, for the St. Louis fans. But St. Louis has got some things going on right now, and I think they may end up making the playoffs for sure. But here we are, right? The reason why we're here, trying to do this thing.
Big matchup tonight.
We are. So, big matchup, right? Undefeated Green Bay going into undefeated
Denver.
Denver. And Denver's not who we thought they were.
Their offense and defense aren't who we thought they were.
Peyton Manning, it's not who we thought they were.
In Denver.
Absolutely, right? Green Bay... probably who we thought they were.
This is such a cool matchup, watching the number one and number two scoring defense.
It is.
Going against Aaron and Peyton. This is a good time for Peyton to go ahead and actually show up and play a game.
Frankenstein on TV.
Instead of being one of the bottom quarterbacks in the league at this point in time.
I'm looking forward to this game.
Dude.
I am looking forward to this game.
This is big.
I am. So.
High scoring game?
I don't know if it's going to be a high scoring game. It's no ass.
I don't think it will.
I think with Denver's
defense, because Denver's defense is as good as it is.
Yeah. Green Bay's defense is as good as it is.
Green Bay's defense isn't bad.
So the Philip Gold kickers are
Green Bay's away. Offense is good. Denver's offense, not so much. So I have two schools of thought on this. I have two schools of thought.
I'm not jumping all the Peyton bandwagon.
Which is where I was going with this. Is this Peyton's coming out party and saying, hey, guess what? Fuck you. All of you that thought I wasn't good enough, I'm still undefeated. I'm 39 years old, but I can still sling it and do what I need to do to win. Here we go. Or Aaron says...
What a perfect time for him to actually come out on Sunday Night Football. When no other games are on, it's a perfect time. You're at home.
Everyone's watching this game.
It's a great time to do it.
No one else is paying attention.
My reaction question to that is, no matter what happens, we've seen what Peyton's put up this year. Is this his final year?
I would like to think so. Yeah, it probably will be. I think he knows. I said that last year too, but I think he knows.
If you feel like if you're Peyton Manning, you put yourself in Peyton Manning's shoes, and you're not putting up the numbers that you normally have, it's time to hang him up.
Okay, so I equate Peyton Manning to Michael Jordan when it comes to his ego, not resume or anything else. So before you guys jump down my throat, talk about
this is his wizard phase, right? No,
he's not there yet.
Not there yet.
But Michael Jordan, again, I think I've said this before in the podcast. If Michael Jordan could lace him up today, he would. And I don't know if Peyton cares enough to look at his stature, right? Like, look at his. I'm throwing more picks than I'm throwing touchdowns. My QBR is terrible. My fantasy.
He's on your fantasy
pick
team.
Up.
Sorry.
Right. Like, I don't think he cares enough about that.
He doesn't. He doesn't.
I think what Peyton looks at is
his win loss record right now, which is 6-0.
I'm 6-0.
But his defense is saving instead of the offense saving the defense.
This is the first time he's ever had that in his career.
Yeah.
So if I'm Peyton and I physically feel like I can play and I have a defense that's going to back me up, why not play again?
But if you're not putting up the numbers that support your own statement to yourself,
but it's
like
wins,
this John
right?
Elway is like, you know what, it's Peyton Manning, I'm going to let him do his thing. Just, you let him all of a sudden run Denver? You know what I mean?
But that becomes a question of, is it the franchise or the quarterback, right? So if the quarterback says, you know what, hey.
Franchise tag.
Hey, I want to keep doing this. Does Elway say... This is all like spec, you know.
Yeah,
we don't actually know, right? The Broncos win the Super Bowl this year. Okay, that's a different conversation.
Yeah, the Broncos win the Super Bowl. Peyton should just walk off in the sunset.
He should. But if they don't, and Peyton doesn't exert himself too much, and he sees, hey, look, I'm so close. Why won't I do it? So, the answer to your question, Steve, is. I don't actually know. I think hearing what Tom Brady had to say about playing for the next 10 years, I think that motivates Peyton to say, you know what? I'm going to play as long as I can.
That would be smart.
Physically,
I
will play as long as I can. And when I say physically, I mean you have to cart me off the fucking field. That's what I think.
You're going to die out there.
Are we going to look at Peyton in like 10 years and he's going to be talking like Muhammad Ali?
Yeah, probably.
You know,
is he gonna have palsy? I
mean, probably.
They're in shape.
All right, Jim. So, who you got tonight?
Jump right in.
Let's get right to it, dude.
So, what's the line? I think the line was 2.5. Packers minus 2.5. I am going all day Packers. All day Packers. I think they are entirely too good, both on offense and defense. I think the Broncos are strong enough on offense to keep up. If it's a shootout, Packers win. If it's a grinded out, last second kind of deal, Packers win. I will take the Packers over the spread. So they cover the 2.5 in a line slide.
Has Aaron Rodgers all of a sudden taken up Peyton Manning's mantle?
He's trying to. This is the night to do it. If you're going to do it, this is the night to do it. I got the Packers 27. I got the Broncos 14.
Wow.
Oh, 14. What I got?
Snow, we got agents of snow, I should say.
Yeah. I was thinking more 42-38.
Oh. God, you're saying the defense
Broncos.
Starts showing up.
So he's going to rewatch
no
the...
I'm going Broncos.
He's
going
to rewatch the Saints-Giants game is what's going
to I think it's been that kind of day.
Go the opposite way.
And he's a
two
great quarterbacks, so yeah.
Go the opposite way.
What do you got? What do you got?
21-17 Green Bay.
17.
All right. Now, the one issue I have with that is Peyton at home. I could be completely wrong with going to Green Bay. But I'm only doing it because of what Peyton's put up so far.
I've seen...
Only because of that.
42-38 is fucking ridiculous, and he's a moron.
Yeah,
There's no way they score that many points. No way.
But your grandma's proud of you.
That's all that matters.
But you know what? Your grandma's still proud of
you. That's
all
that matters.
And you know what, Snow? I'm still proud of you. I still am.
I'm like that handicapped kid right now at lunchtime.
You benched Odell, you fucking moron.
You know, I had a feeling it was a terrible one.
But here we are. Here we are. So, try something different. Playing it out. Sunday night. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it. This is a separate episode.
Maybe we'll see you on Tuesday.
Wednesday. We're going to be at Wednesday. Yeah, so Wednesday we're going to be at Fort Bend Pub for actual episode 11. Come check us out. But you know what? Hope you guys enjoy this. PrincessPodcast.com. It'll be loaded. Let's do it.
Come hang out.
And once again, Princess,
bear it out.